We are at the Fairfield Hills Golf Club in Baraboo, Wisconsin, and we're here with owner Jim Tracy. Jim, it's nice to be here at Fairfield Hills. We've never been here before, but it looks really nice.
Thank you. Welcome, and I'm glad you were able to take time to come over and see us.
Well, Jim, you have 12 holes, and some of them are par threes, and some are shorter par fours, but a great mix, great shorter course for people of obviously all skill levels can enjoy it. And also, when people say, I don't have 4 or 5 hours to be on the golf course, it sounds like Fairfield Hills is a perfect destination.
You've got it. That's exactly what we were trying to do. We market ourselves as you can play 3, 9, 12, or 18 holes. It really depends on your interest in golf and how much time you have. And we probably today have about 60 to 70% of the people playing 12 holes. But you can do it in 2, 2.5 hours. So it doesn't take the whole day. It works out very nicely whether you're local or whether you're visiting the area.
So I would think that if you do outings here and things like that, that whether they're juniors, they're seniors, they're beginners, that everybody can come out here and still have a good time.
That's exactly right. We've got with, you know, the white tees, the red tees, and the yellow tees, you know, we get a lot of groups, we get a lot of women, we get a lot of real estate folks, things like that where people want to come out. Not everybody's a great golfer, but you don't have to be, especially if you're doing a scramble. You know, it works out really well because there's somebody that can drive, somebody that can putt, somebody that can chip. And so we get a lot of groups out here because it's a very playable course.
Well, Jim, you know, people talk about the Midwest as being flat, but, you know, some of your holes, you've got some nice elevation change from the tee box down to the fairway.
Yeah, number 6 and number 9 are nice holes. It does give you a nice change. Those holes were here originally, and it gives you a different look. You got to be able to watch where you're hitting the ball because you got wood line on both sides. But other than that, the elevation's real nice.
Well, you've got a, I guess, a maintenance shed off to the right of the first fairway, and I'm told by people that if you actually hit the shed, then you're actually a full-fledged part of the family here at Fairfield Hills.
Okay, that I didn't know, but I'll buy it.
Well, you know what? I drive it in. You can see a really nice practice facility. It looks like you've got probably close to 20 acres out there on the range. You've got some targets, and you can go mats, natural grass, whatever people want when it comes to the practice facility.
Yeah, we put a lot of time into the practice facility. You know, originally it was just the mats, but we started when I bought the place 8 years ago. We started cutting the grass short so people could simulate like they were playing on the course. We added a sand bunker so you could practice coming from the bunker. We've got a nice putting green. So it does give people a nice opportunity to be able to play. And high school teams come here and they use the course. We've got a couple of junior leagues that they come and they use, they train over here as well. So it works out very well.
Well, I would have to think that people coming up, say, from Illinois, especially if they're first on their way up in the afternoon and want to get a little golf in, this would be the perfect stop to start your trip. Or if somebody, you know, doesn't want to spend 5 hours on the course and then drive the almost 3 hours back to Chicago, you could come and play here and still get home on a Sunday or a Monday at a reasonable hour.
That's exactly right. We get a lot of that. We get folks that want to come first thing in the morning before they go to the water park, or if they spent the day at the water park and then they want to come and take advantage of twilight where you can play unlimited holes after 4 or 5 o'clock, depending on time of year. So it works out really well. And we do get a lot of people from the campgrounds and stuff that are in the area and some of the hotels. Some folks that are staying over at Ho-Chunk will come over. And we've got discounts for some of those locations as well. We can save 20% if you're staying at one of the local campgrounds here in the area.
I also have to believe you see a few University of Wisconsin, Madison Badger alums maybe in the fall on football weekends.
Absolutely. And Sunday Green Bay Packer fans. Big time. Big time. And it really, how busy we are depends on what time those games are.
Yeah. Well, I would think if they're the Badgers or the Packers are playing at noon or 2 o'clock, that people can come out here and get all 12 holes in and be in front of the TV or all back to the stadium if we're talking about the University of Wisconsin.
You've got it. That's exactly right. Two hours, and you can cover this course very well.
Mm-hmm. Not that there's a signature hole, so to speak, but is there one hole that when people come in from the course that they're talking about a lot and you hear maybe people discussing a little bit?
Yeah, it's hole number 11. We added three new holes about 4 years ago, and it was to give people a different experience. And hole number 11 is par 5, and it's a big dogleg left. And the biggest comment people have the first time they play it is, geez, I tried to cut the corner, shouldn't have done that. And we always try and tell people, if you've never played here before, you're much better off to tee off, get yourself out in the fairway, make the turn, and then work your way down to the green. But that's the one I'd say people talk about the most.
Any chance to sort of clean out that left corner a little bit and make it a little risk-reward?
I was out there working on it today. We're working on it today, so more people will try and cut the corner today and tomorrow than they were last week because we've cut everything back. But it's a lot of people lose their balls if they try and cut that area too close.
Well, Jim, tell us the website, social media, phone number, and how somebody can make a tee time and the best way to come up here from the Chicago area.
Great. Let's start with the phone number. It's 608-356-5524, and that's the best way to make reservations as well. You can go on our website, which is www.fairfieldhillsgolfcourse.com, and you can book a tee time online, and it's tied right into our tee sheet, so if you're making a reservation online, that's great. I will tell you that we partner with Golf Now, so you've got that set up as well. Social media, we have a Facebook page that we're announcing when we've got events, and if you've visited the club and you've given us your email address, we send out emails on a regular basis letting people know about tournaments that are upcoming and different events that are taking place.
Well, how long do you stay open in the fall? Does Mother Nature decide it, or do you have a certain closing date?
Yeah, Mother Nature will decide. We say our closing date is October 31st. Last year, we had to close. We got some snow early, and we had to close about the 20th of October. Year before, we closed about 25th of October. But last year, we opened back up for a few days in November as well.